We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts, in the studio. And as always, even when I wasn't here, he was here. Speaking of that, how in the hell did you even get in the building, Professor? You don't have a key.
I think Patrick.
Oh, we got I didn't know if he like broke in, like scaled the building.
I was going to, but Patrick showed up.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Well, it wouldn't be right to not shout out to Sin City itself in honor of what we were talking about this evening. So shout out to Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's what I'm screaming. Then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on? Welcome back.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. And then, of course, we got the man, the myth.
How'd I look?
From Roebuck. Tim Greer.
That's right. I'm here. I'm back.
Present.
Still over.
But we've got. You look rough. I was going to say something else. I almost said it. I caught myself. That was my professionalism coming out.
That's why
out
I almost
there.
Started laughing.
Yeah. Well, we've got two. You know, we have special guests all the time, and we do. We have special guests all the time. I have two special guests. And they'll say, oh, Rob, you got two lines going once. No, we got them in the studio. In the house. Two. Professor. One. Two.
I can see them.
I feel like the count. Two special guests in the studio. Should I tell them who they are?
Go ahead.
Or keep them in suspense?
Go ahead.
All right. If you've got the internet, you know who these guys are. We've got probably one of the most popular stereo guys in the Southeast that drives a McLaren. That narrows it down real quick. We got Sean Ballinger from EMF Audio.
Thanks for having me here. I've been told I have a face for radio, so this seemed like a natural progression.
And they're not lying to you. They're not lying to you. Don't worry. I got the same thing. Don't worry. That's the oldest joke. That's the oldest radio joke in the book. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I've learned with the ladies, when you got a voice like this, it really don't matter what you look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can talk them into it.
Yeah, I've also been told that, too.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you can talk the talk, you ain't got to look like old Matthew McConaughey. Kind of like our other guest over here, Mr. Kyle Voss. He looks like something walked down like a Tractor Supply catalog or something. He's that guy. Like, you're pretty country. You know what I'm saying? And not like I'm saying a little country. No, you look totally country. But, like, you're just right. Like George Strait country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody looks like that at the rodeo but George Strait.
I like to mix it up.
You do. You got that. You got that look.
Sometimes it's a flannel and a real hat.
Jesse James wears flannel shirts. I mean, that's
sometimes it's some Echoes and some.
Do you wear Uggs?
No.
You ain't got no Ugg boots.
No Uggs.
No Uggs. I got a pair. I love them, dude. I wear them all the time.
If I got boots, they're work boots.
I'm with you there. We got Kyle Voss from Fab Forms. So, this man right here, fabricating. Extraordinaire. This dude right here, I want to tell you something. If it involves two pieces of metal, he can stick them together. The end.
Yeah.
And if it involves, well, no,
kind of.
Every time I see.
I don't give myself that much credit.
Well, you need to, because you do some impressive stuff. I watch your channel. And all the guys in my shop watch it too, apparently, because when I told them about it, they were all going like fangirl over there. You know, I just launched my merch site, so I'm a little excited about that. And like I was telling about that, I said, yeah, Kyle Voss is going to be there. I said, oh my God, Kyle's going to be there? Don't worry about me, guy. I just signed your paycheck. It's okay. You know, maybe Kyle's hiring. I don't know. Anyway, but so we've got Kyle Voss from Fab Forms. We got Sean from EMF Audio and Auto.
And EMF Autos, yeah.
Autos. Audio and Autos. In the studio. And I know what you're saying to yourself. Rob, what are you having, like a battle royale of YouTube cool guys in the studio? and we are. No, I'm just kidding. No, we got all have something in common because we were all at the SEMA show this past week. And, you know, guys, I talked to you live from the SEMA show. It's weird being a call-in guest.
On your own show.
On your own radio show. But I was. I was on the other end of it. And Kobe and the professor held it down. I mean, totally. I love it. I want to thank you guys. Y'all did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
But, you know, I like SEMA's different every year. SEMA's where you see the new fads, the new parts, the new everything. And it's like every year there's something different. And I love different people's perspective of what they see. Because you can ask five people about it, and they're going to tell you five different things that they saw that you know what I'm saying, that stuck out to them. Like you asked Tim, hey, Tim, what'd you like at SEMA?
And that would be the...
That wasn't even at the show.
Yeah.
That
real pretty car.
Yeah, that one. The real that real pretty car.
The little short one.
The little short car.
Yeah.
That's a story for another time. We'll save that for the podcast. But but this is the thing that's cool about it. Is there's so much different stuff, new products, tools. I seen things that were ingenious. I seen some things I thought were kind of dumb. And then you know, you see some of these beautiful show cars, which you know SEMA is a trade show. It's not a car show. You know, and I think a lot of people think that, oh, you go to that big car show out in Vegas. That's actually a big trade show with cars at it. But, you know, you've got some of the best builds that you will ever lay eyes on there. And you got some builds there that you wish you didn't lay eyes on them, that you wonder how they even got there. And I think that shocks a lot of people. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, all right. So, quick run around in the room right now of the cars at SEMA. What's the percentage of the ones that meet your expectations that should be there?
Let's see. I probably 70% are at least from 5-6 feet, which is usually as close as you can get to them because there's so many people.
Right.
5-6 feet, 70-80% are stellar from that distance. You know, you get up close to them.
You can pick them apart.
You might be able to tell it was a two-week build. Yeah, it was definitely a two-week build.
You can tell they thrashed at the end.
Well, and that's a big thing, you know, because we interviewed a lot of guys.
For that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of guys that were built that, you know, 2 days before the event, they weren't even running yet.
Yep.
You know, and that's the big thing with that is you got to take that into consideration, you know. But there's a lot of cars there that are like, man, like this thing looks rough in pictures, you know. I mean, how did it get here, you know? And I think that was the biggest thing that shocked me the first time I ever went to SEMA is I thought everything was going to be like the end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not. That's a Super with a body kit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, see, a Super with a body kit was...
the most popular vehicle there.
Yeah, there was a Broncos. Broncos.
And we're going to get into that. See, this is the thing.
It's so a Bronco year for SEMA, in my opinion.
Hands down, Ford booth, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think Ford's not coming out with a new Bronco, you're blind. Yeah. It's inevitable.
I agree.
It's inevitable.
Everything had an EcoBoost in it, too, so you know that they had a hand in all those Broncos.
Oh, of course. Like, of course. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't even hang out at the Ford side that much because I don't want people talking. But I was spying over there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The Tim wandered over there. I worried about him for a little bit. I was going to go and get him. But it's kind of like I can't swim, so if Tim fell in the lake, it wouldn't do no good for me to jump in behind him.
Yeah.
Well,
I just tell everybody I'm not specifically branded. I just like cool stuff.
Well, I
like
cool.
Whoever makes that, I'm down.
I like cool stuff, but it's a Ford, so it's not cool. So it's not.
Even Ford makes some cool stuff.
They do. They do. They do. They make some. I heard. But you know, for a man that puts on Ford car shows, I talk a lot of trash. You ever notice that? But I know I do. I pick on everybody. That's the thing.
Put on Ford, of course.
Yeah, well, keyword used to. Sorry, Troy. Anyway, that was the cool thing was the Bronco. But I tell you something else that was really red hot. You know what? I would tell you, and I probably could tell you, but I'm not going to tell you. You know why? Professor.
Got a commercial break.
We got to pay the bills. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Andrew Way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself.
Shout out to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Is that how you say it?
It's what Alice Cooper said in Wayne's World, anyway.
All right, well, then that's got to be what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Old Milwaukee.
We have Hot Rods. And because we need it, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got the driver of the world's fastest Rambler and Roebuck, Tim Greer.
That's right. I'm still here.
Because your Rambler don't run. That's why.
We don't want to talk about no hypocrites.
He broke down.
Hot Rod hypocrites. And then we've got special guests in the studio. We got Sean from EMF Audio and Auto.
And Autos.
Autos.
On YouTube.
And we've got Kyle Voss from the Fab Forums on YouTube in the studio. And we were talking about the Sim Show. We're all at the Sim Show. And we're talking about, and Kyle, before we went to break, was talking about how hot the Broncos are. The baby Bronco. And, of course, did you see the F-250 truck they cut down?
The blue one.
The blue one outside?
Yeah, I did see that.
That was wild.
I thought it was a new Bronco.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I guarantee you the new Bronco is going to kind of mimic that a lot. Yeah. They came out with the new vehicle comes out. The
concept?
There you go. That's why I like him. He's so smart. They come out with a concept, and it never looked just like the concepts. Yeah. In the 90s when they came out with the Banshee show car for Pontiac. And everybody thought that was going to be the new Trans Am. And then they made a Knight Rider out of it.
It's Banshee inspired.
Yeah. And then they come out with the 93, the fourth gen Firebird and Trans Am, which is like the ugly sister of the Banshee, you know?
It was Banshee inspired.
It's Banshee inspired. So I got a feeling that Ford is going to share a lot of parts with their pickup truck line. I hope it doesn't share Ranger parts.
You know they will.
That kills me.
You know they will.
It murders me. I hope not.
This day and time, it's all about money, cost efficiency, and all that stuff, and they don't.
I hope. See, I'm weird. I love the retro throwback stuff. I tell you what, I like the Thunderbirds when they came out in 02. I thought that was kind of a cool spin. I might not have went with the Jag drivetrain, but I like the rest of it. It was kind of a neat, inspired, cool car. If they keep that vibe with the Bronco and don't just. Don't Ranger it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't make it a Bronco 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Although, those things are becoming collectible now.
I don't know. I'm not there yet.
They are. They're seeing them online. They're bringing, big money. 2.9 Bronco 2s.
I've never heard one didn't rattle.
They're collectible because nobody wanted them back then, so now they're super rare, so now people want them.
It must be.
Not like strange. That's how it goes. Think about the 70s Camaros. At the time, that was It was like the four-eyed Mustangs.
Exactly. And now
everybody wants those cars because nobody cared about them back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The, was like split bumper Camaro, like that. And they've always been an attractive car. But now, because the 69, the first-gen Camaros, 7, 8, 9 cars, have gotten so expensive, that now they're, 70 don't look too bad,
They actually look pretty good to me. I mean.
I like them. I've always liked them. I liked them. I've had really good luck selling them. I put a nice lady in one time, a long time ago.
Or two.
She said, hey, she's a nice gal. Self-employed. But I'll leave it at that. So I'm playing with, I'm having difficulties here with this microphone and this.
I'm playing with it.
If I can have a dollar for every time I've heard that. So anyway, back to SEMA show. But I tell you what else. You're good. Yeah, I can tell you what else is a really popular thing. And I've seen it popping up around here, which is kind of weird. Because usually all your trends start at the left coast and work their way to the right. Four-wheel drive Blazers. K5 Blazers. So And then this is the thing that kills me. Ford's going to come out with a cool Bronco. And you see what we have for a Blazer now? The new Chevrolet.
Yeah. They're front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
It's everything that you never wanted.
It's the Kia Sorento.
Really?
The Kia Sorento is more truck than the Chevy Blazer is.
Anyway, I'm out of the loop on that.
You don't see them that often. And what kills me about those things, the first time I saw one, I went, is that a Lamborghini Urus?
Yeah.
It's not.
It looks like a kit car of an Urus.
A bad.
Like a Fiero kit car version of it.
Yeah. And I mean, even on paper, I look at it and I go, that doesn't interest me.
Well, this is the thing. So Ford is going to build this cool little throwback baby Bronco.
If they pull it off the way we hope they will.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because
it may end up like the Blazer.
Possible. Listen, and keep in mind who we're dealing with. But it's like we're losing people right and left.
Just trying to keep it real.
There's three Ford listeners we got, and we lost two of them already in one segment. So, but that's the thing. If they come out with that baby Bronco, and look what we got. Oh, we got our Blazer. Really? That's cute. You know? You got the male Jeep of SUVs.
Yeah. They stay true to the Bronco, they'll do exceptionally well.
Those things, this is the only reason why I don't think that they wouldn't sell well, is that platform is dead, if you think about it. Bigger, everything. Suburbans and Tahoes and Ford. I need third row seating.
I guess you're right if you're talking about utility and what you're saying. I get what you're saying, because now if you buy a new vehicle, you want it to be able to do daily chores. The reason the Broncos are so popular is because you're not doing daily chores with those vehicles.
It's like a Jeep, a regular Jeep. Now they make four-door Jeeps.
Yeah, you're right.
Are they going to make four-door Broncos?
I see that.
And they make an in-truck version with the Gladiator.
Exactly. But you see where I'm getting at.
No, I see that totally.
And I think that's going to be the only Achilles heel.
Maybe they just need to repop the old Bronco stuff.
Well, and I mean, I think it'll be a nostalgic. But it's like the new Thunderbird.
And it's carpentered.
It was a two-door car. I mean, who has a two-door car? That's not a sports car. You know what I'm saying? That's a very small graphic, or demographic now, that's wanting this.
The 50 to 64 male crowd is
going to
be all over that.
That had a 55 Thunderbird back in the day is going to be the one that wants this.
Let me ask you a question. And this kind of spawned this a little bit. It's going to kind of go off track just a little bit, but the new Corvette. Do you think something needs to fill the spot of the old Corvette as far as front engine? Is that the Firebird?
We did a show. We did a show about this.
Was there a new Corvette in the show?
There was one.
I didn't see it.
No, there's more.
There was two. Two in the Chevrolet.
Two and a half.
I missed it.
Well, yeah, that one is cut down or cut in half. But this is something that we did a show when they announced the date of the C8 and all that stuff, and everybody's going all crazy on it. We went the polar opposite. The title of the show was The C8 Ain't That Great.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not impressed with it. They're ripping away from everything.
This is the thing. It's a totally different market. In my opinion, they should actually create both Corvettes.
I think they should
do a C8 and then keep the original style.
If you look at it on paper, the Camaro has gotten so good, it's infringing on the idea of the front engine
Which
Corvette.
Is why they maybe moved to like a supercar style.
Right. I think that's why they went to that minivan.
Well, and you got a point there, too. I tell you what else we got to do. We got to take a commercial break, because I like where you guys are headed with this, because I was about to tell you, it's like you're reading my mind. I was about to talk about Camaros. And that darn electric Mustang. Yeah, guys, stay tuned. Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Well, in honor of our in-studio guests tonight, how about a shout-out to Wahala, South Carolina?
And that's a real place, kids.
That it is.
Right now, Google it. It exists.
I would tell you what it's by, but I'm not going to.
Well, no.
Do you know how to spell it?
Walhalla. Walhalla.
You know what it stands for?
No.
Land of the Gods.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I thought it stands for no McDonald's.
Well, they got McDonald's.
One McDonald's.
Thank you for calling the Starbucks a Walhalla. Something you will never hear.
It's in Ingles. We got one in the.
It's in the grocery store.
Yeah.
But the good news is every direction is just take a left at the light, because there's only one.
Well,
that's right.
You know what? Keeping it simple. Keeping it real.
That's the way I like it.
And holla walla. All right. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Kobe, you under the weather.
I am, sir. I've been out in this cold weather all day.
I don't want to say you look like crap, but.
I do. I feel like crap.
Well, you look it too. I just want to throw that out there.
I do. I feel like crap.
You do. You look rough. Hope you get feeling better. Don't cough on me. You know what we did to Josh and Bree when they started getting sick? Bags over their heads.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, deep breaths. So, say eliminate the problem, kids. That's why they're right here. They're not dead. They just left. But
we put bags on their heads. That's why they're not here.
We sent them trick-or-treating.
All right. And then, of course, we got the man, the myth, the legend himself, the driver of the fastest Rambler in the world from Roebuck, South Carolina. Tim Greer.
In the world.
I said in the world, from Roebuck. Tim Greer.
I'm here.
Here.
I didn't drive the Rambler.
Obviously.
Tim, how much did you spend on SEMA gear?
He is SEMA'd out, though.
He's even got SEMA socks on.
Nobody's going to see him. He's got a SEMA hat. He's got the SEMA shirt. He's
socks.
That guy.
Yeah. SEMA socks.
$200? Yep. That shirt costs $200.
No.
That's Las Vegas.
That's SEMA.
We did find out if you pay cash, they...
Oh, really? The price goes down?
That was the guy selling bootleg stuff in the back.
Yeah. It's SEMA with a C.
It might be spelt wrong, but it means the same thing.
It's the same thing. I didn't know SEMA had two E's in it. Anyway, SEMA.
That Route 66.
If you come out of South Carolina, it's called SEMA.
Actually, I had a guy say that to me. They said, boy, did you have fun out there, SEMA?
That Route 66.
Had a blast, sir. Had a good time. That's what I love about it, because we're transitioning. You know what I mean? Like here in the South. Like we're getting like sophisticated, but we're still kind of a little edgy.
We ain't going to take the ER off.
Like we're still drinking out of the hose pipe, but we're putting it in a glass. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm getting at?
It's still the tap water, but it's pinky out.
Exactly.
It's still out of the hose pipe, just pinky out.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're drinking it out of a Yeti cup.
Yeah.
We're drinking it out of a $20 stainless tumbler. I've never understood the importance of a stainless tumbler. You know, it keeps your coffee extra hot, and it keeps your iced beverages extra cold. And now everybody wants one.
Marketing.
But you see what I'm getting at? I mean, it's never been that big of a problem. Now, all of a sudden, Lord, my ice keeps melting. I got to give me a $40 cup.
Bear-proof cooler.
What happened to the thermist?
Exactly. You know what? But the thing is, it cools better when you put your initials in monogram on the side of it.
Exactly.
Everybody knows 10 degrees cooler, 10 degrees hotter from the monogram.
Powder-coated.
Yep. Oh, that thing's Arctic. You'll have if you put milk in it, you'll have ice cream in an hour. if it's powder coated.
As long as you keep it twirling.
Exactly. Just kind of shake it in your hand. You gotta be careful. You have a milkshake in about 10 minutes. So we got some real special guests in the studio. We got Kyle Voss from Fab Forms on YouTube. We've got Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
That's correct.
On the YouTube.
Both of them. Both EMF Audio and EMF Autos.
So you said cars and radios.
No, I just do car stuff.
He does car stuff.
He's just smart enough to have two channels. Maybe I need to do that.
EMF. A spinoff. Look at him. He said, I'm looking you up.
I'm going to see how important you are or not.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see if you got more.
Well, on one of them, I'm mildly important. On the other one, it's a work in progress.
They all are.
But
they
do you got
are.
Do you got the TikTok like my man Bonafide has?
That's right.
Did you see this? Kyle has not seen this. I know Sean saw it.
What does that mean?
TikTok?
Yeah.
It's like an app.
That's the new YouTube.
Do you have a TikTok, Kyle?
I don't think it's the new YouTube.
You've got one?
It's like Vine. It's the closest thing to compare it to is like Vine, if anybody out there.
I don't.
If you were around for both years of Vine.
Yeah, 2 years.
To understand what it is.
It's like if you had Instagram stories, except for you can't put a bunch of them together. You only have like one shot at it.
Yeah. It's like if you have the attention span.
I think the longest video you do is a minute or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay. No.
That's probably everything.
I'm just
kind of like Snapchat for video.
That's
like Snapchat for videos, kind of.
It's only video.
It's only video.
Yeah.
It's only. So it's like video chat.
Think of like Instagram stories, except you can't post a picture.
I love Instagram.
It's like if you just really, really want attention, but you only have 30 seconds to get that attention, that's TikTok.
See, this is the thing. I feel like I'm riding the social media train of life. Like MySpace. I went on to Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook, that's for old people now. I love Instagram. It's perfect. Instagram's my place.
It'll go away, too.
That's where I play. Hey, easy.
It will.
No, because like, well, that'll be the new old people will be there. Yeah. I love Instagram. But now we got Tim, who's going to be my daddy. He's got TikTok. And I'm looking at this. I can't even figure it out. And you're over here, you like Mr. TikTok all of a sudden.
That's right.
See, here's the thing,
though. TikTok, you don't stop.
The reason why all the people aging go to these new ones is because they see the kids do, oh, I want to keep up with them. So then they go, oh, wait, yeah. I can do this. And then they ruin it for all the youngsters, so they have to come up with another app.
See, this is what's making me behind.
I have two secretaries that straighten me out every day.
Every day.
Hey, let's do this.
This.
Matter of fact, my TikTok video came from them making fun of me. And I didn't know they was videotaping me. So then everybody.
So you telling me you didn't know you were in that outfit? In
no. And I said, that's pretty cool. I'm going to go get my outfit on.
Yeah, we'll try one more time.
Superhero.
You're super something.
Because
gotcha.
My kids need a superhero, too.
Hey, you know what? Everybody needs a role model.
That's right.
Everybody.
My thing with TikTok was at first it felt super weird because I was like, man, that's what my daughter, you know, she's on there, whatever. Then I got to looking and searching actual stuff. And, you know, there's all kinds of fabrication, hot rods, muscle cars.
Really?
Tons.
I try to tell you, boy.
Tons.
You won't listen to me.
How about that Pinterest?
I'm high for it.
We behind on times or something over here, Rob. Cause
I'm just like.
I didn't find out nothing about TikTok till tonight, and now we're getting lessons on TikTok.
TikTok. That's TikTok, not TikTok.
I'm just waiting on to start paying.
Is that a paid app placement? You have to pronounce it correctly every time?
Exactly. Correct? Exactly. Yeah. If you're not paying, we don't say it right. You know?
Right.
No. It's like
Seamer.
Like I said, the Seamer show.
That's right.
No.
It's going to be our bootleg automotive trade show, Seamer.
You know, come to Seamer.
It's going to be at Tim's house.
We got LED light bulbs and lift kits.
42-inch wheels.
You know, I'll tell you something you didn't see at Seamer. No Carolina squat.
You're exactly right.
You didn't. You're right.
And
that's telling
not
you something.
Thing.
That's okay, yeah.
I'm not complaining.
I'm
that
fine
was
with
good.
That.
How do you feel about the four-wheel drive truck stuff? I want to get that before we go. Because since
we
got the Broncos.
I love four-wheel drive stuff. I have a bunch of buddies locally that run Ultra 4 and King of the Hammers, and they do all that
right.
kind of
stuff. I like it.
I don't care so much for the oversized wheels, the huge, like, useless size wheels.
Are you telling me I can't go rock crawling with that setup?
I don't think so.
Are you telling me my 2-inch sidewall is not going to work?
Probably not.
No.
I think you have the same outlook that I do on it, is that a purpose-built off-road rig that you take on rocks, in mud, and on trails, that's cool. But when it's the ultimate mall crawler when you have the
I think you
degrees.
Can cross over a little bit. I think you could build, like I would love to build like a K5 pre-runner, but not necessarily go pre-run it, right?
Yeah.
Kick around town in a thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I could be out in the pasture jumping hills and it actually works, but not necessarily built to go pre-run the desert.
Well, and I don't think that's a lot of that.
So I think a little bit of crossover.
I'm with you there, but these things are never going to see the off-road.
No.
Their idea of four-wheel driving is bumping a curb at the mall.
Well, if they got Carolina Squat, they're not going to see the road anyway because they're pointed 20 degrees upwards.
Yeah.
I seen a funny, I don't know if it was a meme or if I just seen somebody post something, but it was like, talking about most of those trucks during Ignited, they break the drive shafts in those trucks.
Yeah, well, no, I actually saw that too. Yeah, because like the drive shafts, I mean, are just barely, they're hanging there. That's crazy stuff. I tell you what is crazy. We got another commercial break every time. Got
to pay the bills, though.
Every time. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Again, in honor of our special guest, how about a shout-out to Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Sparkle City, baby.
Old Murderburg.
Murderburg. I was going to be the bigger guy and not call it that.
There's another one.
G-Vegas.
There's another one I'm thinking of, but I'm not going to say it either.
Yeah, well, no. Stop. I know you're running a fever. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours we already got the financial. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Who I hope is not contagious.
No, I'm not contagious. I just have a sore throat.
Just keep your cooties over there. All right. Then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
From Spartanburg,
And I'm Roebuck. There's a difference.
I'm actually from Fingerville.
Wow.
What?
And that's for real.
And that's for real.
Can you get your shoes shined there? Huh? Can you get your shoes shined there?
Yes, you can. I went to Fingerville University.
Oh, okay.
I get you.
Let's move on and talk about our guests. You want to?
Okay.
I feel better about that. And, of course, we got two YouTube heavy hitters that were out of SEMA this year in Las Vegas. We've got Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Correct. Both in Spartanburg, South Carolina, where I have not been murdered since 1992.
It's like a, you know, solo clap. And then we have...
He stays on the upper end.
There's no such. Spartanburg reminds me of a lot of Atlanta. Like, you got, like, nice house, yeah. nice house. Oh, we're in the bad neighborhood again.
Yep. Yes, that's extremely accurate.
You see what I'm getting at? Like, it's like Atlanta. This is a $1.8 million house.
And you look
out your... beside it is the projects.
Yeah, you look out your back door and you're looking down on the projects.
It's
yeah.
$1.8 million house and then 1.8 kilos in the living room.
Exactly. The Rolls Royce dealership, then a Waffle House that you're going to get shot at next door to it. You know, that's Atlanta. But anyway. And then, of course, we got from Fab Forms on YouTube, Kyle Voss in the studio.
And Facebook, if you're into that thing.
Or if you go that way, you're into Facebook, too.
From West Wahala.
From West Wahala.
Wahala University.
Wahala U. So, it didn't work as good as yours did, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the one.
Stop saying that.
when the professor says that, you know it's bad.
It's a university in Fingerville, South
Carolina. Remind me to send you that FCC compliance training video. Okay. I think you need to watch it.
Rob got mad at me for talking about shaking babies.
You don't shake babies, professor. That's bad. All right, we're talking about SEMA 2019 in Las Vegas. Okay? All right.
Where are they headed?
No more.
Vegas
used C8 Corvette.
That's right. I love you.
Kyle, I know you did.
You did. You put us right back on track. So, the C8 Corvette. Now, Kyle, and I see Kyle and Sean, we're about to have a little debate because Sean's more of a supercar guy. You can tell. He's got that look. He's got that look.
I'm not wearing Gucci.
No. You're not wearing Gucci.
I'm not wearing a $50,000 watch.
No.
But you got the...
you got that look. You look like that guy. And I don't want to say what the look is like because I'm being nice. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I know that look.
I know that.
You got the white New Balances on. And
he's observant. He's got that.
One time this guy in Florida brought it up and then a few other people stuck to it.
You got the look, but you do have the supercar look. Like if you got out of a Hyundai, I would be mad.
So you're saying I should go buy a Monday just to irritate you?
No,
don't. What did you get out of?
A Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And it wasn't like a C-Class.
Let me back up.
Okay, it's an AMG Mercedes. That doesn't mean that we're all that guy. No, I just appreciate fine.
But when your other car is a McLaren, that there's a big difference there. When your winner beater is an AMG Mercedes,
this is
that's bad.
What I will say is I'm a supercar guy myself. I mean, I look like it, but I love everything.
See, and that's the thing. I like them. They're cool, but they don't blow my skirt up like that.
Yeah. I got other cars, too. They aren't all that fancy.
Do you like, I mean, you know, I'm like, that's a nice Lambo. You like Malibus? You know, I mean, I'm that guy. You know, I guess
this is the way, to get back to like the C8 thing, this is kind of where I struggle because I can appreciate supercars. The only way I think that Chevrolet can pull that off is if it is a supercar. They're going from muscle car to supercar. It can't be muscle car mid-engine. It has to be supercar technology, in my opinion, to pull that off.
Well, this is my logic with it. You know, the Corvette isn't a muscle car, in my opinion. I think it's a sports car. It is a sports car.
Okay.
It's America's sports car.
You're right. I get that.
That's right.
I actually think the original Corvette, before the C7, C6, whatever, is an underrated supercar.
Well, it's
a very affordable car that does.
And I think that's why it gets perceived like the muscle car, because you got guys drag racing these things, and you got guys don't drag race Lamborghinis necessarily and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Where now some of your fastest LS cars are C6 Corvettes that they're running on the strip, where, you know, the guys that run Lambos on the strip are not – I mean, there's no such. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not made like that. I mean, there's some, I'm sure, somewhere.
Half mile is the only place you really see it.
Well, exactly.
And I think that's just because of the cost difference.
And that could have a lot to do with it, too.
I think if, you know, if you could get a Lambo for $85,000, $90,000, you'd probably see a lot more of them at the drag strip.
I mean, you can get into a Gallardo for that.
You can get first-gen Gallardos for that. But
I'm talking about like a modern.
You're getting a Volkswagen Lambo.
The thing with the early Gallardos is that four-door grocery getter Mercedes I have outside is faster.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a Lambo.
You get a modern, you know, semi-modern day Corvette. You can get one for under the 100,000 mark, and it's going to be new.
Yeah, it's going to be a better performer.
Yeah. So I think if you could get a brand new Lambo, or you know, you name the car for the same prices, you can get a new Corvette. I think you'd see a lot.
This is where I think that the Corvette is going to really shake up things, because it's got supercar tendencies now, mid-engine and all that stuff. But you take it in for a service, it's $79.95 synthetic oil change.
Yeah.
The end.
I guess where I'm concerned is it's a mid-engine, so it has the supercar tendencies. But does it have the supercar, you know, carbon fiber and the suspension and the this and the that?
Well, I mean, if you want to get technical there, the C6s and the C7s, I mean, these are some pretty, not so much, well, the Z06 had a lot of carbon fiber on them and stuff.
Yeah, and I think they're great. Those are great cars.
Yeah, they are. Well,
the other thing is, are you talking a carbon fiber cosmetic piece or a carbon fiber panel?
Well, actual, you know, I'm with you.
That's what separates the supercar from.
Right, and that's also a lot of your price.
Are you
point.
Saying my carbon fiber side view mirrors no. are not a performance enhancement?
That's just a sports car there. Rob.
But you know what I'm
when
saying.
When you had to reduce 20 grams of weight.
Yes.
They're wrapped.
I think when it's not about just the way it looks, when it's more about function, that's what makes it a supercar. If it can't perform like a supercar, then you can't call it.
Have you ever noticed something about, no, you said something very, very, something that usually don't go hand in hand with supercars, is function. Have you ever noticed that every super, now I haven't rode any brand hammer new ones, I will say that. I have rode an Ed Bolian supercars. Benwicky supercars.
Stripper supercars.
The air doesn't work. The radio doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, they start losing their luster extremely fast.
Well, a lot of that goes into maintenance and maintaining from a cost standpoint. Is do they go, oh, I don't drive the car that much. I only put 2,000 miles a year on it, so I'm not going to bother fixing the AC.
Well, that or my next one is, well, it's really fast. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that because I don't have the right size tires on it, and because it's all-wheel drive, it overheats the transaxle and pumps transmission fluid out.
Yeah, that's classic Murcielago.
Yeah, exactly. Right there. So this is my thing. I'm like, so now we can't drive it fast. We're sweating, and we can't even listen to the radio.
What the hell are we doing in this
now, the thing with the
and then I went to roll my window down. Oh, yeah, that doesn't work either.
The thing with the Murcielago is
where am I supposed to flick my cigarette butt?
His in particular is still classic Lamborghini. Once you get past 2004, like with the Gallardos, it's a lot more Audi than classic Lamborghini. And a lot of that is resolved with reliability and
well, it's like Rolls Royce and BMW now, yeah. You know, I mean.
Yeah, so you're crossing over a lot of Audi parts from an R8 into a lot of Lamborghini stuff. So if you know the tricks, you can just buy the Audi part for half the price than the Lamborghini part.
I'm with you there.
Speaking of that, is it concerning you that everything is getting diluted? I mean, even the new Supra is a BMW.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we're going to hit on that right here in this next segment. We got to take a quick commercial break, guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.